I make of it is Governor Romney wants to force play here. He saw an opportunity. He's been making this case about President Obama apologizing for America, and he saw an opportunity. He wanted to grab it because even though there are 50-some-odd days left to go in the election, the pressure is on for Romney to kind of move things and get things moving in this election.
What's interesting to me, though, facts are not quite what people have assumed them to be, because the press release, first we learned that it was released before there had been protest in the streets or the charge against the embassy. And then we learned that, in fact, the press release was sent to the State Department for approval, and they said, don't release it. I'm not sure what the language was they had trouble with. And then we see that the language that they are jumping all over, they're saying that the president or the administration apologized. And some people saying they didn't really apologize. They called for simply tolerance on all sides. Help me out.
Yeah, sure. Well, so the embassy in Cairo put out a statement. It wasn't an apology. It was basically saying that this film that was offending Muslims was over the top. And the State Department didn't like that. What it ultimately said was it added kind of two pieces. One, that the film was attacking Islam and that was not a good thing, but also that nothing is that violence, there is no excuse for violence. Right. That's kind of the double message that they wanted from